Open the eyes of our hearts, Lord, that we may see you. Open our ears that we may hear you. Amen. On page 304 of the Book of Common Prayer, there is a very important liturgy in which we say to one another. Each time we gather in this space to baptize someone, we use this liturgy to commit ourselves and one another to Christ by the restatement of our baptismal vows. Now, most of these vows are made up of the Apostles' Creed, which we all are familiar with, but some of them continue with questions. And these questions ask things like, will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? And the community answers, I will with God's help. And will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? And the community says, I will with God's help. And will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? And you say, I will with God's help. We, as Episcopalians and as Christians, take these baptismal vows seriously. So seriously that we say them many times during the year. And as our preschool starts this week on Tuesday, in a letter to the parents, I was reminded of these vows. As I told the parents in my letter that we certainly do as a community respect the dignity of every human, including the little ones in our midst, and that we respected their dignity regardless of where they came from, whatever configuration their parents were in, or whatever race or creed or nationality, that we respected the dignity of their children. I watched this week as those of you all in this community took your vow to fulfill your baptismal promises in all seriousness, as you loved and served your neighbor as yourselves. We as a community have been experiencing some health concerns, and it's with great proudness and sweetness I've watched as you all have taken care of one another, visited with one another, laid hands upon one another. And it's not just inside this community that we take our vow to love and respect the dignity of all people and to love our neighbors as ourselves. For this week, I also watched with joy as our homeless commission here in Pulaski County accepted its bylaws. Many of you all have been with that organization from the beginning. And so on October 1st, over my head, our transitional housing facility will open its doors. Our involvement in this proclaims the example of Jesus Christ, shows that we love our neighbors as ourselves, and that we call for dignity and respect among the poor and unhoused in our midst. Also today, we watch upon our church and we participate with our church as the whole church takes on this vow. And earlier this week, I mentioned that our presiding bishop, the head of the church in the United States and Episcopal churches throughout the world, called us to join with our brothers and sisters with the AME, AME Zion, and CME churches in a day of prayer for the confession, repentance, and commitment for the end of racism. A concentrated effort to this confession and repentance and commitment engages that baptismal vow as well. It speaks to respecting and loving all persons, but it also speaks to the part of our baptismal vow which says, Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? We do this public repentance, and at least 40 Sundays out of the year, we offer a place for that repentance as we say together, "Most merciful Father, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought and word and deed." Now, sometimes we know exactly what that looks like. We know that we have acted poorly towards a neighbor, or that we have been rude or hostile, or that we have placed ourselves in a specific place which has separated us from the love of God. But sometimes the things that we need to confess are so deep within us, I think we don't even realize that they're there. I think views that we might hold about people that look differently than us fall into this category. The ways in which we are startled by someone who looks differently than us when we walk down in the street or in a parking lot, are the ways in which people make us uncomfortable without even realizing that our thoughts are separating us from them. A public confession that this week I had a particular hardship seeing a certain judge in Rowan County as my neighbor. And the passage from James this morning calls us out on these times, the times that we do not respect the dignity of all or strive for justice for all. James is talking about the difference between rich and poor, but we could easily insert a cadre of other things: skin color, nationality, sexuality, age. My brothers and sisters, James says, do you, with your acts of favoritism, really believe in Christ? Love your neighbor as yourself, and if you commit partiality, you commit sin. We do, as individuals and as a community, show partiality at times to people who walk through our doors, at churches, and at homes. And we do it sometimes without even noticing it, because our eyes and ears are closed off to the remembrance that all of God's people are good, and that the Lord, as the psalmist reminds us this morning, is the Lord maker of us all. Today's gospel, we are reminded that Christ is the one who heals our closed ears that do not hear the stories of our neighbors. For when Christ was on the road, a deaf man was brought to him, and the crowd begged Jesus to lay hands on him. And Jesus did. He took the man away in private and placed his finger in the man's ear and said to him, "Epitha," which means "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were open. We need the healing of Jesus for our ears to be open and our sight to be restored. In the wake of the 10-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, we need to continually be restored to sight, that we may see all neighbors with dignity and respect, to restore us to sight so that we can see that there is something wrong with the relationship between race and poverty in this nation. And before another natural disaster happens, we need Jesus's healing to restore us to sight. We need the healing power of Jesus to open our ears to listen with compassion and empathy to the story of a black neighbor or a poor neighbor or anyone else who is different than us. To open our ears before more racially violent crimes are committed, or before more teenagers like Trayvon Martin or Michael Brown or countless other men are killed. Our ears and eyes must be open to the world around us. And we need Jesus' healing help to do that. It was a little over a year ago that on August 9th, 2014, 18-year-old Michael Brown was killed in Ferguson, Missouri. started a national conversation about why Black Lives Matter, and has spun off such Twitter and Facebook conversations as hashtag Black Lives Matter and hashtag All Lives Matter. And it's a conversation that's still going on, and a conversation that's been going on in our country for a really, really long time. But we know that in the wake of slavery, all lives mattered. And in the wake of voting rights, all lives mattered. And in the wake of injustice and segregation, all lives mattered. And in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, all lives mattered. And in the wake of Ferguson and Charleston, that all lives matter. And for us as Episcopalians, all lives matter because of our baptismal covenant, because it is the document for us that says all lives matter. And that matters because all lives matter to our Creator, that all lives matter to God. So today, let us take a moment to confess and repent and commit to listening to our neighbors, to listen to the psalmist who says, "The Lord is maker of us all," to listen to James who says, "Let us love our neighbors as ourselves and not show partiality." Let us take a moment to remember to love and serve all people, to strive for justice and peace, to respect the dignity of every human being. Because that is our covenant to one another and a promise we make to God over and over. And like the deaf man who could not hear on the road, let Jesus take our deaf ears and open them, our blind eyes and heal them, so we might be open to seeing and hearing the world in different ways. The ways in which Jesus sees, the ways in which all lives matter.